welcome to episode 25 of the Girl Unlimited podcast, the podcast and platform dedicated to see you break barriers, live fully, love abundantly, and be all you were created to be. So glad you could join me today. Is it just me, or is this year running like a speed bullet again? That's the way I kind of felt about other years. So I don't know whether it's just me or whether the year is actually running. I can't believe we are in March already. Well, the month of March for me and my family means more competitions for our daughter Bethel and our first family trip in over 2 years. Hey, pandemic. We're headed to Budapest, which makes us a little worried, if I'm totally honest, because Hungary is a neighboring country to Ukraine. But so far, so good. Everything seems okay. We are keeping in touch with our Airbnb host to keep us updated of how things are going. And fingers crossed, everything will go well. That said, it brings to mind again the country of Ukraine and the crisis they're experiencing at the moment. So our thoughts and prayers are with the entire country of Ukraine. And I sincerely pray that the end of this madness is definitely in sight. Yesterday was International Women's Day, and I saw it as another opportunity to reflect on the potential each and every woman carries. And I thought of the strength and courage we many times don't even know we possess. I truly believe, though, that the tide, thankfully, is changing, and we are finally coming into our own and making choices devoid of repression and stereotypical expectation. But there is still bias, and there is still work to be done, which means all hands still have to be on deck. We all, including the Girl Unlimited community, have a part to play in this. I wanted to read a short excerpt I saw in a post from Jada Pinkett Smith on Instagram, which I loved. It said, "As women, it is important that we see one another." That was the bit that really got me. It is the see one another. The see was emphasized. So I'm reading it as she wrote it. She said, "As women, it is important that we see one another, help heal one another, love one another, and support one another." I love that, and I totally agree. On another personal note, it is my wedding anniversary this week, and we're celebrating year 16. I know that just sounds crazy, even to me. And I'm so glad that after 16 years together, basically sharing the same room and the same house and children, that we still like each other. I think that is a big deal considering the state of marriages in our world today. Marriage has been an interesting journey for me, I must say. It has humbled me, caused me to grow, and I believe it has helped me be a better person. Let's hope that the husband thinks the same thing, but seriously, I'm so grateful for the journey so far. Another thing I wanted to share was something that happened last week, which was so significant that I felt it necessary to share with you guys, because I did mention in my episode last week of this epiphany that I had, and it is kind of linked to that. So last week I said that I got another piece to this whole Girl Unlimited puzzle, and how I had literally just stepped out with a strong leading and just the first step, which was the podcast. And I said that the Girl Unlimited podcast was much bigger than me. And the fact that it wasn't really about me at all, and that this platform was by misfit women for misfit women, and that it was here in spite of me, and I was 100% at peace with that. Well, I got confirmation of this fact during the weekend. An old friend of mine called me up with this leading, more like a word from God. And if you're not Christian, I know that sounds a little woo-woo, but hear me out on this. She called me up with literally the same impression I had earlier in the week. And check this out. I hadn't heard or spoken to her since December, so she didn't know that I had this impression or felt this thing. She didn't just stop there, though. She also made a very, very generous donation to the Girl Unlimited Vision. And honestly, I literally haven't stopped crying since that day. I mean, every time I think about it, that is. Because it feels good to be certain that you are on the right path and doing the right thing. Many times we step out in faith, never fully knowing, but just trusting that clarity will come along the way. Truth is, the journey is hardly ever smooth, and it is riddled with self-doubt and fear and sometimes discouragement. But this weekend, I felt very, very, very encouraged. And so I just want to say publicly that Reverend Valerie, if you're listening to this, I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you and God bless you beyond your wildest dreams. So onto our topic of discussion today. Today we are talking about this one ingredient that would greatly determine whether you succeed in something you've set out or a goal you've set out to do or not. You'll need it to reach your goals, unless that goal is to win a lottery, in which case you're probably listening to the wrong podcast. Today we're talking about consistency, or your ability to be consistent. Now, if you have goals, whether that is to learn an instrument or read more books or grow a business, then you know consistency is crucial. So why do we all struggle with it? How really do we win at this game of consistency? My name is T.R.E. and you're listening to the Girl Unlimited podcast. So Marie Folio said, success doesn't come from what you do occasionally. It comes from what you do consistently. So how do you get this consistency thing going? I called it a game earlier and you're probably wondering why. It is because I believe willpower will fail you when it comes to consistency. Wisdom and strategy, on the other hand, will be priceless. You have to play in such a way that you put the odds in your favor to win. And I'll be sharing ways you can do that in a little while. But before that, a few things to note. Consistency, like most things, hinges on self-awareness, the right mindset, and self-belief. In my opinion, I believe this is the real reason we struggle to stay consistent. Not knowing yourself means you will likely pick the wrong thing or a wrong way to be consistent in a thing. And not believing in yourself gives room to limiting beliefs to flutter around the place, telling you you're no good at the thing anyway, so why bother? Newsflash! Anyone can be consistent. Yes, even you. You prove it in your daily living. Shall I show you how? Do you brush your teeth every day? Then you have it within you to be consistent. Are you a parent who takes your kids to school, or you make sure they go to school every day? Then you have it in you to be consistent. I remember hearing this story from Terry Savelle Foy, author, and she actually has a very popular channel on YouTube. So her father, Jerry Savelle, had become a Christian and he believed his purpose was to teach and preach to people about God. But he knew that in order to do that, he had to learn what the Bible had to say. So he set himself a task to study every day. This was a few years ago I heard this story now. So I think it was first thing in the morning. Now, First day, he woke up very early, I think, and he went to his chair, sat down, and opened the Bible. Before long, he started to sleep. And he beat himself up for it. Next day, he woke up, the same thing. He got on his chair and fell asleep again. And then I think he tried this several times and several other ways to try and stay awake. But for some reason, it wasn't working. Everything he tried failed. Then he decided that he was going to stand on the edge of a bathtub. You know, the edge you usually put your arms on when you are in the bath. He decided he was going to wedge himself on that edge, and he wedged himself in a way that if he fell asleep, he will literally fall and bust his head open. And he literally said that. I mean, she quoted him saying, "Jerry Savelle, you better not fall asleep, because if you fall asleep, you are going to bust your head open." Something along those lines. I don't know. I love the story and I found it really hilarious. But apart from that, I feel there's so much you can learn from that. These are two immediate things that come to mind. How much do you really, really care about this thing you want to be consistent in? This goal that you want to achieve, how important really is it to you? In other words, what is your why? And is your why strong enough? Is your why compelling enough? Jerry Savelle's why was that he needed to study the Bible so he could fulfill his purpose, which was to teach and preach to people about God. It's exactly what Darren Hardy says in his book as well, The Compound Effect, that we ought to exchange willpower for why power. The second point that comes to mind, or the second question that comes to mind, is, does this habit or task that you're trying to be consistent in deserve this no questions asked, brush your teeth every day, non-negotiable status? I say this because some things we are trying to be consistent in are really not that important to us deep down. It still comes back to this why question. This means you would already be playing a losing game, an unnecessary one at that. Having said that though, even with the best intentions, we still self-sabotage ourselves, which is why I decided to record this episode. I recently read the book Atomic Habits by James Clear, and my biggest takeaway from this book was that it was a fantastic guide to analyzing how I manage to be consistent in some things and why I fail to be consistent in others. For instance, I've been surprisingly consistent with my fitness regime and reading. And I'll be using these examples from my own journey along with James Clear's concept of the behavioral or habit loop, as he calls it, to share ways I believe we can all win at this consistency game. So there are four categories in this habit or behavior loop, like he calls it. The first one is make it obvious. The second one is make it attractive. The third one is make it easy. And the last one is make it satisfying. So in terms of making it obvious, it just means design your life in such a way that you cannot avoid doing that task that you have set your intention to do. In my case, I schedule my fitness or exercise or workout and practice what James calls habit stacking. I did this unconsciously without even knowing it. I exercise before or after I have my first meal of the day, usually before. Meaning, if I don't exercise, I don't eat. In some cases, I exercise before I have to leave home for an appointment. So it's like my mind tells me, well, if I'm going to leave home at 9, especially if the day is not going to go according to my normal routine, I try to fit in my workout before whatever time I need to have a bath and go out. It just kind of works better that way for me. James Clear also suggests specifying the place and the time you will be doing this task. Because in truth, many times, the problem is not consistency. The problem is clarity. When we're not clear on what we want to do, there is a very high likelihood we will not be consistent in it. Next thing he suggests is making the task attractive. In my mind, that means make it so that you want to do it. So with fitness, I do things I enjoy. For instance, I love a good long walk. So I do that. I do that a lot. I also do indoor workouts. For those ones, I find elements I like to go with it. For instance, a dance workout because I love dancing, or really good music to latch onto it. Even with walking, which I've just told you I enjoy doing, I attach elements to it to make it even more appealing. Things like going out when it's sunny because I love to see the sun. Hey, I'm a tropical girl. Or looking for new walking paths and scenery because I love scenery. And thankfully, I live in a part of the country that is mostly countryside, so it's not too difficult to achieve that. Or listening to a podcast or an audiobook. I really enjoy those things, and incorporating them into my walks makes it more fun. I also practice what he called temptation bundling, especially for my workout days. I've already said to you that I usually work out before my first meal of the day. And it turns out that the first meal of the day, which is breakfast, is my favorite meal of the day. And since I know I can get to eat after my workout, working out becomes more appealing. Now, the third thing he suggested was to make it easy. Oh, my friend. This is probably my favorite of all the categories so far. Honestly, if you don't take anything from this episode today, this in itself can be a game changer. Make it so easy, especially in the beginning. In other words, make the threshold to entry so low that you feel stupid not doing it. When I started walking, it was for 35 minutes to my kids' school and back. For some other people, it is 20 minutes, it is 10 minutes. I was already used to this route because at that time I was walking them to school anyway. Then I gradually started adding 5 minutes here and then 10 minutes and then 20 minutes and so on. Now I do an average of 2 hours walking time. Darren Hardy has a similar story in his book, The Compound Effect. He tells the story of this lady whose goal was to run a half marathon. Now, I hope I'm remembering the story clearly because it's been a while since I read it. If I remember clearly, he advised her to start out with just walking one block. And then she gradually added to that until not only was she running the half marathon, but she was doing several half marathons after that first one. Now, to make this point even more effective, take away anything that might stop you from doing the task. And as James Clear calls it, anything that may cause friction. For me and fitness, that would have been the gym. I don't like the gym. So if I had to make that an integral part of my fitness regime, I will struggle to be consistent in it. Obviously, we're all different people, so the gym might work for you, and in which case, the friction might be just putting your gym clothes out. And if that's the issue, take away that friction by maybe putting out the clothes the night before. So when you do wake up in the morning, if you do work out in the morning, then it's a question of just fitting into your gym clothes and going. Another thing James suggests is automating the task where you can. Now, this works perfectly if you're trying to consistently save, for instance. Thankfully, we live in a tech world that is getting even techier by the minute, much to my dismay. Why? Because I'm already struggling to keep up as it is. Don't be like me, okay? But tech can definitely work in your favor here. Instead of manually having to set money aside for savings, you can set up automatic payments to leave your account without your involvement at all. Except you're like me, who actually enjoys manually transferring that money. I actually love to see the savings pot increase. The last category in James Clear's habit loop is make it satisfying. Now think tracking and rewards. I noticed another reason I have kept up with my walks and my workouts is being able to see the number of calories I have burnt that day. Another small bit I love is the walking app Pacer. I set a target of walking 10,000 steps every time I go walking. And when I hit that target and I open the app, it triggers falling confetti. I mean, who doesn't love to be celebrated with confetti? That is my little reward. James Clear suggests using a habit tracker to track your streak and not breaking the link. It is very satisfying to see how far one has come, and that won't be possible without a tracker. Now, you'll find even more information about how to build good habits in James Clear's book, Atomic Habits. It's a really good book. I highly, highly recommend it. It's been on the best, on the New York Times bestsellers list forever, and for good reason. Now, if you really, really want to ace this consistency thing, or you have tried everything that I've said so far and nothing seems to be working, then I have four more points for you. Number one, have a picture of the end goal, but put all your focus on the process. Don't just focus on it, enjoy it. Once I stopped looking at scales and truly started enjoying my fitness journey, I found that being consistent was easier. And it turns out that I did eventually get fitter. Point two, have a plan B. Why should you have a plan B? Because that way you never have an excuse not to do the thing you set out to do. For instance, I prefer walking for fitness, but then I realized I really didn't enjoy going out in the rain or when the roads were icy. So I decided to start indoor workouts. The indoor workouts became my plan B. These days, though, it turns out I actually enjoy both activities anyway, especially because with the workouts, I can include weights, which is something I can't do when I'm walking outdoors. Point number three, make it difficult not to do the task. So I know that sounds like a contradiction to the point I made earlier of making it easy. But if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. While you're making this thing easy to do, equally make it hard not to do it. For me, that means accountability. Take, for instance, reading. I wanted to read more nonfiction educational books, and I generally found it more difficult to read than fiction. So in the first year I decided to start reading, I set myself a goal to read 50 books that year. But I knew there was no way I would be able to achieve that goal if I didn't set some sort of accountability around me. So aside from making it easy by getting audiobooks and keeping the books within easy reach, that's the hard copy books within easy reach of my bed, and telling myself that I would read 10 pages a day, so obviously starting easy, I started a book club called Gold Mines, which I have spoken about on the podcast before. Setting up Gold Mines has kept me accountable to the members in the club to read the books we set out to read without fail. Now, a note of caution, and it is why I have deliberately left this point to almost the last. Making it difficult won't work well without the other points we've discussed so far. If you try to set up accountability without, say, believing in yourself and making it easy, for instance, making it difficult will make the task more of a burden and you'll end up giving it up anyway. Take, for instance, my writing. This is an area I'm still struggling to be consistent, even though I know it will form an integral part of my future. Why? Because a teeny weeny part of me still sees me as an imposter for thinking I can actually author a book, not to talk of books. And as a result, I recognize I am self-sabotaging myself. I haven't made it easy. I haven't habit stacked or made it even tempting enough. So this is an area I clearly still need to work on. So trust me on this. Do the other bits first before you try to make it difficult. Now, the last point is just an encouragement. Keep going. As long as this is something you really, really, really want to succeed in. Because there will be times that no matter what you do, things won't just work and you fall off. Don't stay down, though. Get back on the wagon. Hold on to the wheel for dear life if you have to, but keep going. I wanted to finish off today with this quote, and you guys know how much I love quotes. It is by T. Harv Eker, and it says, "If you are insecure, guess what? The rest of the world is too." Do not overestimate the competition and underestimate yourself. You are better than you think. I absolutely love that, and I do believe that you, my dear friend, are so much more capable than you give yourself credit for. And that's where I end today's episode, guys. Are you enjoying the Girl Unlimited podcast and do you really want to support us with our growth? Then please rate and review the podcast, especially if you're listening on iTunes. Oh, but I did notice that if you are on Spotify, you can now not just follow, but you can also rate, which is so cool. So if you're a Spotify girl or boy, then please consider rating the podcast on Spotify. Rating and reviewing the podcast will be such a blessing to us because it means more people can find us. Or you can simply just share the episode or any of the other episodes with a friend or two that you know would benefit from it. Until next time, remember you are a special, unique person with a God-given purpose and unlimited potential. The question is, what are you going to do about it?
You thought that nothing will become of me, that I'll never come to anything, but I rise, rise. Yes, you might have given up on me, 'cause you couldn't see what I see.